For people of color, living in a white-dominated society can be enough to drive one nuts, literally, which is why the local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, is focusing on the needs of numerous ethnic subgroups at their annual symposium in Santa Rosa tomorrow. NAMI Director Rosemary Milbrath says that decision grew out of some recent assessments that found that multicultural populations were seriously underserved.
We couldn't approach members of a particular multicultural community in the same way as we were approaching the basically all-white population. Because there are different stigmas that exist in different communities, there are different cultural needs. So, for instance, if we want to talk about mental health, we might, for one community, talk about it in terms of emotional wellness, emotional well-being. There are communities that take care of their own, that won't traditionally go to doctors, that may go to a priest or a spiritual healer first. So we realized we needed to develop a different sensitivity to how to approach folks.
For the symposium, breakout sessions have been planned for African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, and a combined workshop on Asians and Pacific Islanders. That's a good start, says Molan Malakay, CEO of the Sonoma County Indian Health Project, but it's only a rough beginning.
There's such a diverse minority group in our whole area, we cannot really deal with all of them yet. So we're just concentrating right now on Native Americans, African American, and the Hispanic groups at this point. And even Hispanic, there are a whole group of countries and individuals who are involved. So we really don't have a plan yet on how to deal with that. So we're trying to devise how we deal with all the different minorities within those minorities.
Still, it's clear that all of these populations have something in common.
What we do know is that all cultures and all nations have mental health problems. How they deal with it is a whole difficulty. How they express it, whether they come forward, and how the families or individual nations deal with it, it's a whole different thing. We're still finding that out yet.
Milbrath adds there's often another shared factor affecting these populations, the stresses of living within a dominant culture that is foreign to them.
We know that the rate of mental illness is higher in immigrant populations because of the stresses they're under. Then when you have several generations undergoing that, we have what's called multi-generational trauma, which of course exists with indigenous populations too, and it's part of trying to deal with the white system.
In many cases, they also share a similar coping mechanism.
Throughout the world, family is what makes the difference in how people recover. It's interesting that when you look at World Health Organization statistics, the worst outcome for mental health actually is in the United States and England. But the best outcome for mental health issues is in Nigeria, Colombia, and India. What's the common denominator? Well, these are countries with strong family units, agrarian cultures. They're not based on individual success. It's based on the family and the community's success.
In addition to the sessions on the ethnic groups at the NAMI Symposium tomorrow, there will be workshops on the special mental health issues particular to veterans, gays and lesbians, youth, and those in the criminal justice system. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.